What up and welcome to the Beneath the Dirt podcast. I'm Rome Bone and we got a special treat for y'all. We got the first of two lost episodes. That's right. These episodes are episodes that were recorded almost 2 years before the official debut of the podcast. Today's episode was recorded March 28th, 2017. Disclaimer, there's no video for the podcast. It's audio only, but you get to hear an early glimpse of me talking shit, being an asshole, just to be an asshole. Because that's what this episode in particular really is. A lot of me shit talking just to do it. Like, I ain't gonna get punched in the fucking head one day. But hey, I didn't know shit back then. I don't know shit now, but we here. We doing it. I hope y'all enjoy these episodes. They're rather short. This one's only 13 minutes. And let's fucking stop wasting time. Get into the episode. Thank y'all for tuning in. Much love. Peace. ...2017, the year of the sword. That is what Magic Ninja promised us at the beginning of the year. Isn't that fucking dandy? Alright, in this episode of Beneath the Dirt, we're going to talk about the year of the sword. 2017, Magic Ninja Entertainment, also known as MNE. Now, they promised us 11 releases this year. Twisted, Gorilla Voltage, Gmoski, Boondocks, Triple Threat, AMB, ROC, fucking Lex, fucking goddamn. That's only 8. I'm fucking down 3. We gonna get a new Blaze? I don't know. I think we're getting the MNE compilation. But let's just break down what we've got so far and what we got coming in the future. What releases I'm hyped for, what releases I'm not looking for. The first release this year that we've seen was Twisted's Continuous Evolution of Life's Question Marks. This CD was alright. It kind of gave me the same vibe as Tech's last album, The Storm, which was just kind of typical, same old shit, kind of boring. Played it for about a week, and it was out of rotation. It was an alright album. The best track on that shit is the I Got These Feelings. And Monoxide just revealed today, March 28th on Facebook, that he produced I Got These Feelings and that he's gonna produce the Triple Threat album, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But I fucking love that track. That is probably my favorite track on the album. The Psychomania track with the whole MNE family minus Gorilla Voltage was fucking whack. The beat was fucking trash. I did not like that shit. It was disappointing. It was an alright album. I liked when Monoxide started the album. Can't get a job anymore because I'm a gangbanger juggalo according to the cops before. Before, because they're not on the gang anymore. Different episode. But it was an alright album. Nothing special. Wouldn't put it in their top fucking albums at all. But next up we have the Gorilla Voltage album, Apex. And this was my introduction to these guys, and I actually went out after I got this CD listened and went and bought that first album when they were still going by the Damn Dirty Apes. That fucking CD is dope. Dope. This CD, their new album, Apex, is pretty good. I like the first one better, but this one's dope. You got fucking features from fucking Gmo, Bizarre, Twisted, Kung Fu on two tracks. Madchild and Slain are on here as well. This is a dope album. I'm actually going to have to put this one back in rotation because I've been listening to the Damn Dirty Apes album, their first album, and I fucking love that album a lot. So I'm going to listen to this one again. I'm going to give it another shot. Not that I didn't like it. It's just that when I got the Damn Dirty Apes CD, that one grabbed me more. So I'm going to have to give this one a second shot. And you could tell this album, the Apex album, was going to be the second Damn Dirty Apes album. But because a punk band already had the Damn Dirty Apes name, they had to change their name. This shit is dope. These dudes, I'll be definitely peeping these dudes in the future for sure. Next up, we got the Boondocks album, which I'm not checking for, which it just dropped this past Friday. I'm not going to check for it. I didn't check for Abaddon. Ben tried to give this dude a chance. I got The Harvest. I still think that's his best album that I've heard. And it was aight. Boondocks was Violent J's idea of the Bloody Brothers, which was, I believe, him, Shaggy, and Mikey Clark doing Southern rap shit. I want to say maybe 3-6 Mafia type shit. I don't know. But he took the Bloody Brothers idea, gave it to Boondocks. Boondocks, I bought his first four albums, Harvest, Pumpkinhead, South of Hell. Three albums? Oh, and Crimson Creek. So I got those albums. You got tracks here and here, here and there that are good, but I'm not peeping for the murder. Not checking for Boondocks. His verse on fucking Psychomania was whack. Fucking terrible. I just, not a fan. But up next, what we got is the motherfucking ROC. The ROC, the one I'm checking for, the one I'm probably most hyped for out of the whole M&E releases this year. Digital Voodoo. I am fucking pumped for this album. This dude hasn't dropped an album since, oh hell no, since that was a 06, 05, 06, some shit like that. Mad long time ago. Fucking, I want this Digital Voodoo album. He got tracks with fucking Kniva from D12, Trick Trick, fucking RA the Rugged Man. Another thing I'm hoping is ROC produced this whole fucking album. Chances are he probably did. And I want to hear RA the Rugged Man on some ROC shit. Because ROC shit could be kind of fucking out there, kind of weird, kind of abstract. I love that shit. I want Digital Voodoo. That album I'm mad hyped for. Want that album. Got my pre-order in through Amazon. But I'm definitely peeping that ROC Digital Voodoo. I want that fucking album bad, son. And then up next we got Young Wicked. The Return of the Prodigal Son. I think I said I'm most hyped for the ROC album, but fucking Young Wicked's album is fucking a close second. I've been listening to these dudes since they won the fucking contest when they got their contract with Psychopathic. I bought the Unforgiven Forest album somewhere online before they put out Blood In, Blood Out. That album was fucking terrible. Blood In, Blood Out was aight. You could kind of see potential there. Then they dropped, the fuck did they drop after that? God's Hand. All right, the production on that was like, okay, Otis is killing it with the production. You can kind of see more. You can see the evolution. It was a decent album. Then they put out the Garcia Brothers. Before they put out the Garcia Brothers, though, Young Wicked put out that mixtape. And I remember he spit on that fucking Machine Gun Kelly Wild Boy, Wicked Boy. And he was fucking murdering it on that fucking mixtape. And then they dropped Garcia Brothers and he was still fucking killing it. Fucking started doing the chopping shit. A little bit of harmonies. And I was like, all right, this dude needs to drop another solo. And then he dropped Slaughter. Album of the year. Not only album of the year from Psychopathic, but best album they put out since Abominations dropped. That album is my favorite. Sipping on My Fifth, I believe is the track. My favorite track off the album. And then all that fucking drama bullshit happened. And then he dropped Vengeance, the EP. Come on, son. Bring that fucking LP. I want to hear that shit. I'm ready for the new Young Wicked. I don't know if there's any release dates for anything after Young Wicked yet. We have Monoxide talking on Facebook Live today on the Brunch and Bake. Talking about the Triple Threat album August, September in a perfect world. So that means we'll probably get it October, November. We ain't getting no fucking 11 releases this year. And he dropped another fucking little jewel talking about he's producing the Triple Threat album, which I think is dope. Because if you listen to Heartbroken and Homicidal, he produced that whole shit. And he produced some shit on Jamie Madrox's solo shit on both versions, Earth 1 and 2. I think Monoxide got dope production. And if Blaze is coming with good shit, spitting dope shit, that Triple Threat album could be a fucking force to be reckoned with. But I'm kind of skeptical because Blaze hasn't dropped anything fucking worth mentioning since Clockwork Gray. Gang Rags, all five editions or however many there were fucking alright. They were alright at best, really. And then he dropped Casket Factory. Casket Factory was a decent album. Coming back in the right direction. You got the track with fucking Lex and ROC, which was a fucking banger. It's on that West Coast fucking, Lex killing it. ROC killing it. And then he had that track with Kung Fu again, that fucking just gangsta shit. That's what we need from Blaze, is gangsta shit. We don't want, we're not checking for that wicked shit. Not from Blaze. I want that old school 1989 wearing a big ass fucking clock on your chest, pantyhose on your face, everybody thinking that he's Black Blaze. That's what the fuck I want. I want that real G shit, son. And then what else do we got coming out after Triple Threat? We got, is Lex gonna drop an album this year? Is Lex the Hexmaster dropping this year? I don't know. He posted something on Instagram about Mr. Ugly Part 2 coming. Bring that shit on, because that mixtape was fucking dope. And then he's been posting previews from his new album. I can't think of the fucking name off the top of my head. I just tried looking on his Instagram. I can't find the fucking hashtags for it. But it's sounding, from the previews of the new shit, sounding like he's on that New York shit. That, like My House with Chris Rivers and Billy Danes from MOP on the Contact album. That's the fucking Lex we need. We need that raw New York hip-hop shit. Not no Fritz the Cat's production trying to fucking story tell about fucking, I want to kill this guy, I want to kill that guy on some wicked shit. I want Lex on New York raw street hip-hop shit. New York beats, that boom bap, that shit that hit you in the fucking chest, those kicks that hit you in the fucking chest. That's what I want to hear. Bring that shit, and then Lex is going to have the fucking album. If he does shit like that, his second album will be what his first album should have been. Because you could take all the best. Really, Contact would have been a dope EP. Lex the Hexmaster and Lex the Hexmaster and the Unholy Trinity. That is the direction I want to see it going. Though that fucking EP is dope. So dope. And I want to see him go more in that direction. Then you got G-Mo. Charlie and the Filth Factory. My first time listening to G-Mo was the My Filthy Spirit Bomb. This dude is fucking hilarious as fuck. And like Chuck Reeves says, G-Mo Ski is what Hobson wishes he could be. But he can't, because Hobson's an emo little bitch. Which is fine. I like Hobson. But I want more G-Mo. Dude's fucking hilarious. Can rap his fucking ass off. Kind of out of place on M&E, to be honest. Lex fits more with the M&E guys than G-Mo does. But yeah, G-Mo, he's probably gonna come with that fire. He's Filthy Spirit Bomb, that track with fucking Inf Gang was dope. And then we got an A and B album dropping. I'll check that. Not so, I don't know. Bones Dub is aight, boring flow. But it'll be Young Wicked producing the shit. Young Wicked gonna be all over it, probably doing the fucking hooks and all that shit. So I'll peep that. Got no real expectations for that. And then what else do we got after that? Oh, the M&E fucking family compilation album. Now, what do I want to see from that? I want to see Lex the Hexmaster, Monoxide, and fucking Young Wicked on a track. I want to see it all mixed. I don't want to see a twisted track, Blaze track, Lex track, G-Mo track. Rinse and repeat, do it again. I want Lex, ROC, and Mr. Gray from Gorilla Voltage on a track produced by Monoxide. That's what I want to see. I want to see just fucking all these dudes fucking just random mixes on these fucking songs, just killing it, killing it, killing it, killing it. You know they're gonna have production from Seven, probably some shit from Fritz. Never been the biggest fan of Fritz's production. Yeah, he did Freak Show, Mira Mira, some of Man's Myth and Mutant, but I mean, it's whatever. Bring the shit from Seven. You know you're gonna have Young Wicked producing, ROC, Monoxide probably. Let's bring the shit. Is it the year of the sword? Is 2017 the year Magic Ninja Entertainment takeover? What do you think?
must fight your way down the trail of destruction. Fight and kill until you make it to the stone of death. And there you will find the book.